the last time we were exploring the idea of tamim, and the reality of tamim tiyim Hashem Elokecha is a stance on life that removes you from the world of death, that removes you from the world of entropy, of everything going to decay and end, because you're just not in that realm. You're not living in the world where you're trying to constantly get ahead because you're afraid for everything to fall apart. You're just living in on a stance in life where you're just allowing for things to kind of bring themselves out into experience, into existence. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu, who's the Yaakov Ish Tam Yashev Alim, he doesn't die, right? He doesn't die. And we said at the end of last week that Israel dies, right? Right, but Yaakov doesn't die. Yaakov doesn't die. Israel dies. Yaakov doesn't die. What does that mean? It's many different ideas how to understand this this Midrash Chazal that Yaakov doesn't die, and the Gemara and Tanit. But let's continue the Maharal's standpoint, where he's going to explain a little bit more what is the life that the Tam uses, the access point, in order to really experience this take on life. So he starts like says like this. Lefichach etzel adam harishon kodem shechata v'haya im Hashem itbarach lo haya bo betachpulot chochma yetera. He didn't have extra wits. He wasn't trying to outsmart things. He wasn't trying to get ahead because he was so much with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't need to try to manipulate anything. He didn't need to try to get an edge on anything. Why? You know, we live in a world where it's very much a dog-eat-dog world and everybody needs an edge. And like you're sitting in college, how can I get an edge on? Because everybody's going to send their resume and I need my resume to stand out. I get an edge and everybody wants to get an edge. And the Maharal says that Adam Arishon, before the sin, when he was still one with God, he didn't have that. He didn't have that mindset. He didn't have that mindset of how could I, you know, get ahead of everybody. Nachash haya arum, emiruchak min Hashem itbarach. The nachash who was arum, right? Is arum also means naked, but also means armumi, right? Which is trickery, right? As the Maharal continues, ube ormat hanachash hesid gam et haadam. Right? This arum is armumiut. Right. So why is naked the same word in Hebrew for being deceitful? Because the person he's taking off his clothes. He's saying, "Look, this is who I am. This is who I am. I'm not lying to you. This is totally me." And that's such a lie. It's your body. It's not you. Right. You're a person who is tamim. He's also a person who's pashut. The pashut in Hebrew, pashut, which means simple, is also the same word leitpashet, which is to take off your clothes. Because that is when you're taking off your layers. But if you're already naked, then that's the biggest trickery, right? So a person who lichora, and that's why in Judaism, only after people reach true love are they allowed to really take off, be pashut together. But till then, it's not about, you can be pashut until you're actually in a place where you're no longer trying to get anywhere. You are where you're trying to be. You are now. You are in this place, right? This is the place, the chuppah, the makom. You have so only in that regard. Nachash, he's armumi. He's always trying to get an edge on. He's always trying to deceit and always trying to really the idea of arum not only is the nakedness of the orma, right? But really the access point of the arum is also the Orma is also Rama, right? The Orma, the person who is Armumi, is a person who's trying to exploit the bad. What is the weakness, right? And if I'm dealing with you in Orma, I'm trying to see what is your Ra, right? What is bad or Ra comes from the word Ra'ua, which is shaky. What is weak? And then I'm going to exploit that, right? That's the Orma. Right? That's why you're not allowed to deal in Orma. You're not allowed to be Armumi. You're not allowed to be Arum, because then there's a sense of weakness, right? The Gemara in Nida says that your husband and wife aren't allowed to be together physically when the light's on, because they might see something they don't like, and it won't be the Dina Avta L'Racha Kamocha. It's not, you're not allowed to. From the Dina Avta L'Racha Kamocha, the light needs to be off, right? Because if a person is seeing a person naked, Arum, then he sees what is bad about them, right? Meaning a person who's able to, the more you conceal about yourself, the more you're not exposing, right? Everything about you, right? So the person who's Arum, the Nachash, is like Arum Mikol Chayat HaSadeh, the Nachash who doesn't have any fur, anything, you know, he just has skin and he constantly is taking off his skin, right? So like showing you that's all he has, but then he's taking it off and he's really growing another layer because he's never in a stance I'm simple. Right? Mm-hmm. I can take off my layers, right? He sheds his layers from a place of Orma, not from a place of Hitpashtut, right? Not from the place of being Pashut. If he was Mitpashet, if he was being Pashut, if he was taking off his layers, then he wouldn't have the place of being Arum, right? Of trying to expose the bad. So then he says like this, the Nachash, it was Be'ormata Nachash, Esit Gamet Adam. You were like God, knowing good and bad. This is an external knowledge. This is not what a person needs. And this thought process removes me from God, right? The Eitzadah Tov Vara is the Eitzadah Tov Li Virali, right? What's good for me and what's bad for me? I do it. If it's good for me, I don't do it. If it's bad for me, it's very, it's like this subjective place where the only access point I have is my own, right? Who's going to decide if this is good or not? Me. That's it. I'm like the humanism, right? I'm the epitome of my own knowledge, of my own access point, of my own consciousness, and therefore I have this ability to decide what is and what isn't. While the Tam, he's never trying to decide anything because it's always a flowing river. So if you're ever saying like, this drop, this drop, this drop, this drop. Like everything's constantly evolving, constantly expanding, constantly. You're expanding, your awareness is expanding, your consciousness is expanding, the world's expanding, everything's changing and shifting and constantly being different. And you, just because you liked it last week doesn't mean you're in the mood for it now. And you're constantly evolving and changing. So the person to come and say, this is good, that's Chochma Yetera La'adam. That's not your intuitive knowledge and good. That's more of you controlling it. Right? Now, I'm saying this is good whether the thing wants to be good or not. Right? I'm going to decide now that this is no longer good. Right? The world is going to come out and say, eating bread is no longer good for you. Right? That's it. It's just not good. Right? And now we've all labeled bread without asking bread if he even wants to be good or not. Right? And now all these people are coming and like, oh my God, I'm going to eat challah on Friday night. This is so bad for me. And like, this is the worst because we just labeled things because we decided. Because we decided. And really, and the Bible says, the knowledge of good and bad is a knowledge that is an excess knowledge. It's not needed. The knowledge of intuition, that's always how a person works and does things. And the more you tamim you are, the more access point you have to this intuition. Because you're not trying to control the situation. You're not trying to conquer it. You're not trying to manipulate it. You're just allowing it to unfold. And when you're allowing it to unfold, you're not trying to have a hold on it. And therefore, that's the intuitive knowledge. And he says, V'hu she'ya gorem et amita la'adam. And this tree of knowledge is the tree of death, right? Eitz chayim chayim. Life is when constantly things are evolving and expanding and changing and growing. And the tree of death, the tree of das, right? If you're Ashkenaz, you say das, des, the tree of death, is when once I label something, that's it. It has no more expansion. That's it. It's boxed. This is good. That's it. That's it. That's it. I killed it. I killed it. I took it away from its infinite possibilities. And that's why there's death. There's death. Right? And it's really interesting because in the secular world, we think that a person who's single, he has so many possibilities. He can do whatever he wants. And a person who's married, he's in a box. He's in a box. Marriage is a box. But it's the opposite, is true, the Zohar says. A person who's single, he knows where his life is going. It's like just going. A person who's married, you know what I'm going to be doing in an hour? I have no clue. My wife can call me. It's like, I need you to go to Trader Joe's. Great. And she could also say, you know what? I'm going. Right? There's infinite amount of possibilities. Anything can change instantaneously. When you're single, there's nobody involved in your life. You do you. That's it. That's why the four people have to say Gomel, right? Person who came out of prison, right? That's a single person. Person who was sick and got better, a single person. Person who was in the ocean drowning and now he's better, a single person. Right? And a person who was in prison. That's a person who was sick. A person who was in prison. Person who was in the ocean. Right. What's the mem? If chet is chola, then mem is mita. Not sure. But all of those are the single person, right? Person who's not married, he's in the state of, he's dead. When you get married, you get to say a gomel, you get to say re'e chaim imaisha sharaf, that the pasuk says, right? See life with the woman that you love, right? Until then, you don't see life. You're in the world of death. You're in the world of das, you think you know. And then in marriage, is all about knowing that you don't know. You know? But in a deep way, the Maharal is telling us that this there's knowledge of Eitz HaDaat, of this Armumiyut, of like, how can I get an edge on? How can I get better? Like, this is not good for me, this is bad. If I do this, that's going to be good. Well, the Tamim, he doesn't live in that world. He lives in a world where he's just inhaling everything that is existing, and he's just going with the flow of life. Ve'ilu lo haya zel adam haya chay le'olam. If a person doesn't have this excess knowledge, he will be tamim. A person is not living in a life where he's constantly controlling the world around him, where he's constantly dictating to things what they are, what they aren't, how this is going to work. You know, because if I only had this, then my life would be fine, right? If only this, right? The tamim, he doesn't live like that. If only this, what do you mean? I'm right now here. This is this. Not that. I'm not trying to be there. If you're trying to be there, then you're not here. כמו שאמר בתומי אלך ותציבני לפניך לעולם ולכן הקושייה שקשה רמב״ם בספרו מור נבוכים וכי נותנים שכר על עבירה. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu says that you have a שכר מצווה and שכר עבירה. You get reward or you get payment for doing mitzvahs and doing aviras. How can you get a payment for doing avira? שמפני שעבר מצוות השם יתברך נתן לו שכר שידע בין טוב ורע. והיה משכיל יותר ממה שהיה לאדם קודם. Right? So people say, they sinned, and now they have a dat tovah ra, now they have more knowledge. How is God giving them reward for sinning? Now they have more knowledge. And the Rambam says, no, it's a reduced knowledge. כי בוודאי יצא שכרו בהפסדו, כי החוכמה הזאת היא החוכמה יוצאת מן התמימים וגורם למיתה. Says that they were on the knowledge of Havaya, and now they're on the knowledge of Elokim. Now, right? Nifkechu shnei enechem ve'itim ke Elokim yodei tovara, instead of being ke Havaya, which is the unfolding, right? The unfolding existence. The tamim is the tamim tiyem hashem Havaya Elokecha, right? With Havaya, right? Etalech lefanai ve'yeh tamim. Havaya says to him, right? Havaya is the unfolding, the existence, and a person gets that access point, then he's above, much higher, infinitely than the dat of Elokim. Which is powers, right? This is good. This is not good. Right? It's very very mechanical, right? The nachash, the non tamim, the chacham, who's always looking at the chachma, the koachma. What's the strength of this, right? The chachma, the koachma versus the or, and if that access point of chachma comes from the orma, what's bad about this that I can exploit it, right? The arum, the armumi is always trying to find the negativity and the access point. I mean, but the tam, he's not trying to see the chachma of everything. He's trying to be tamim. He's trying to be complete. He's trying to be exactly where he is right now. Right? The Baal Shem Tov said, you are where your thoughts are. Right? I had a Rebbe in Shir Aleph, he used to always tell me, Yonatan, when are you coming back to yeshiva? And I was like sitting in my makom. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm right here. He goes, no, you're not. You're thinking about your girlfriend at home. You're not here. The Baal Shem Tov says, you are where your thoughts are. When you come back to yeshiva, I would love if we can schmooze a little bit. And he would walk away, and I was like, והיה הסיבה אל הדבר הזה, הנחש, שעליו נאמר, והנחש היה ערום מכל. ועל ידי נחש בא המית על העולם. The נחש brought the death to the world. He was ערום מכל. He was the most... As we were expressing this ערום, as from a place of like trying to constantly get an edge on and exploit what is negative, right? And the nachash is the guesser. He's the guesser. Right? So the nachesh is to guess. The nachesh. What's ani menachesh, right? They want to, and that you can't be a menachesh. Shechiyana, big schus. To have this light, tough, you know. And so what's the access point of the nachash? The nachash is he's the guesser. Let me guess. Let me bet, right? I'm gonna put a bet on. I'm gonna put money down. I'm gonna throw money down on a game. I'm gonna show you how. I'm gonna get an edge on anything, right? Gambling is just stealing. That's it. Taking somebody else's money. That's it. Right? Give a talk last week about gambling. How do you say gamble in Hebrew? Lehamer. Now, Amir.
Don't we usually call it Misachet B'Kubios?
Misachet B'Kubios is a type of gambling, right? Which is like throwing, but the word lehamer is the manifestation of the word, and lehamer comes from the word mar, right? Whatever I have now is bitter. I'm trying to get right, but the more I'm dictating that what I have is bitter now, I'm never going to be happy now. Later, right? I think then everything's going to be okay. No, that the same bitterness is going to exist then. Right? So you're happy for a second, and then you feel good, and then you are bitter because you could say, wow, I actually could have made so much more money. So you throw down more money, and then you just end up losing it. And then you feel even more bitter. Right? There's no way of getting out of the bitterness, only by not getting into it at all. Right? So the Maharal says, V'kol zman she'adam harishon haya tamim haya chai, v'lo mekabel mita, v'al yedei hanachash u'arum mekabel mita, u'mizeh tireh kama godel atmimut. Now you'll see what great Tamim is. When you're Tamim, you aren't living by death, right? And all of psychology is built on the fact that the more you're aware, the older you are, the more you're aware of death, the more you're motivated to try to stay young forever and avoid death and do this. And people like get up at 5 in the morning and exercise because they're going to live forever, right? And I as many plastic surgeries as I can, so I forever look 21. But the real MS is that not trying to get ahead of the game is the access point to Tamimus, is the access point for life. Because entropy only exists in a world of physicality. If I don't live in a world of physicality, I don't live entropy. There's a famous story, if you believe it or not, take it or leave it, it's fine. But we're coming up a month away from the yahrzeit of Rabbi Elimelech of Izhansk. Rabbi Elimelech of Izhansk passed away, and they buried him in the cemetery, like everybody. In World War II, they were going through the cemetery. They were actually plowing through to make room for the war machines to go through the village. So the Jews who were a little bit there, and be like let's like dig up the grave so it doesn't get desecrated. And they dug up the grave of Bielamelech Avizhansk 130 something years later, and his body was intact like the day they put him in. That's it. Nothing decayed. Nothing in his body decayed. Right? Because if you have a true access point of life, then you're never dead, right? Now again, how do we understand life, right? So if you're gonna look at it a scientific realm, okay, death is death. But the question is, do we put everything into the lens of science? Right? In Hebrew, we don't call death death, we call death niftar, right? Which is, you've been relieved of your body. You've been relieved of your duty, that's it. You had a duty, and now you're, right? Now you're patur, right? Hari putar, now you're fired. Now you're relieved of duty. You don't have to do anything anymore. You're out, you're in the free. And the Maharal is telling us that there's since Eitz HaDaat, now we are living in a world where it's always, everything is about getting an edge. Everything is about getting ahead. Everything is trying to control the situation instead of growing from within, right? We spoke about the taker, right? Adam and Chava, they took because they're trying to get ahead of, right? Gehenom is Gechinam, the valley of freedom, where there's no connection. There's no connection. Everything's mechanical. Everything's free. You don't have a connection with anything. Versus Garden of Eden, where you grow from within. You grow from within. You're part of the expression of the garden. You are part of the garden, right? And this is very much seen within the context of how do you live your life? Are you living your life where it's where you're trying to be in control? And the more you try to be in control, as Newton told us, the more you apply force. Opposite and equal force will be applied back? Or do you not try to apply force? Are you just trying to be part of the fluid consciousness and the expansiveness, the havaya, the existence, as everything's unfolding instead of, right? In order to bring a freight train that's going 100 miles an hour to a stop, it could take a lot of energy to stop it. But a little tiny pin could send it on a new course that will turn it around instantly, using almost zero applied force. And the question is, are you trying to be with, right? Just a little tiny pin that just continues its trajectory and changes it a tiny bit and turns it around, or are you gonna apply so much force and so much energy to stop a train, turn it around, and then apply so much energy to get it going again? And that's the chachma of tovara, right? Tovli rali, is it good for me, is it bad for me? And missing the access point and the ability to just be part of the unfolding of existence and always being excited in the moment, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is literally unfolding everything. Okay. So also take the tough Kuf Lamed Hey, because we're going to, the last paragraph is going to start on the next page. But the Maharal says like this. So now he's going to go into different types of nedarim, and we're going to see how he ties that in. So he's like this. V'lachen amru b'nedarim, v'perek arba nedarim, amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol ha-mitamem atzmo, ha-kadosh baruch hu mitamim imo. Anybody that is tamim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tamim with him. Now, you know, it's very funny, because it's not funny, it's very deep, that the Torah, when they talk about the twins that are in Rachel's stomach, it says, shtei teomim, and they leave out the aleph. Shtei teomim, like the word tamim is teomim. Like, there's a very much a connection. When you're tamim, you're a teom, you're now a twin with God, because you're not trying to be different than him. Person who's constantly trying to get an edge on, he's like, you know what, God has running things one way, and I'm going to go things the other way, I'm going to be different, right? Person who has a very, you know, like a teenager is like, I want to be different than my parents, right? So if you have that access point of like, it's not good for me to be like my parents, I'm good, right? But a true tamim, it says here, ki amar b'itcha kol ha-mitamim atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitamim mo, God is tamim with him, right? It's not by chance that the horoscope symbol of Shavuos, of month of Sivan, is teomim, is teomim. Right? Because it's on Matan Torah, Har Sinai, where we get to be, where we're living in the mirroring image of existence. Right? And can you live in a world where everything's mirroring God? Or are you so important for you to be in control that the mirror is just standing in your way? Just standing in your way. Right? Rabbi Nachman has a very fabulous story about two painters that are contracted by the king to paint the two walls of the corridor leading from the entrance room of the palace to the king's throne room, and one works very, very hard, and he paints, you know, he paints a waterfall and a rainforest and birds, and it's like really beautiful, and he works very hard every day to like make sure that the stroke brushes are great and like let them dry and to make sure that he can paint over it in a way that it's going to give it depth, and he like works for months and uses like the most, he had no budget obviously, use the most important paint, and it really looks like it's perfect. It looks like you're standing there, it looks real. And the other guy, he doesn't do anything all month, and the last 2 days before, he buys some sort of something, and he then when it's ready for the great reveal, he just has like a big red, you know, carpet on his side. Everybody has like red, these like, you know, these red sheets and the big reveal, and the king, you know, the first guy, he pulls it down, and you see this beautiful rainforest, and the king's so amazed, and his kids are like, wow, this looks so real, and it's so amazing, it looks like so gewalt, and everybody's so excited, and it looks so beautiful. And the other guy pulls it down, and all there is a mirror. All there is a mirror. And the king looks and goes, wow. This guy, there's a rainforest. And I can see it in your painting. I can also see myself in the rainforest. Right? Now, there's obviously a lot of talk about what does that mean? But do we see the mirroring image as something that allows me to experience myself? Right? Is a mirror just for me to see if I look good or bad? Is a mirror just giving me the chachma of Tovi Livirali? Or is the mirroring image, the te'omim, really allowing me to experience something much greater? To see myself within the greater context? Right? I can see everything in the mirror except my eyes. Can't see my eyes in the mirror. Can only see a reflection of my eyes. Right? Everything else in my body I can see. My eyes I can't see. In the mirror I don't see my eyes. I see a reflection of my eyes. Right? What I used to see can't be seen. So, says the Maharal, quoting Rabbi Yitzchak, and he goes, and he brings a pasuk, "Im chasid titchasad v'im tamim titamam." If you're a chasid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a chasid with you, and if you're a tamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a tamim with you. Rabbi Yoshaya Omer, kol ha-mitamim atzmo sha'a omedet lo. Anybody who is tamim, time stops. Time stops. You're beyond time. Sheneimar hitalech lefanai v'yeh tamim. Time stops. Why? Because you're not living in a world where now time is your biggest enemy. You can imagine how a person or a hare is so worried about being late for the Queen of Spades that he pulls a little girl into a world that she's not even ready to be in. Sometimes we're so late, we don't even realize what we're doing. We don't even realize that taking out our coat, our waistcoat pocket to look at our pocket watch in a park where there's a little girl named Alice can be the demise of the whole world. It's very complicated. Most of our mistakes we do because we're in a rush. Most of everything we do is because we have to get there and I need to do this now. I don't have time. But the tamim, what are you talking about? Where are you in a rush to? Right? The famous statement in English, don't get ahead of yourself. Right? Don't get ahead of yourself. What does that mean? Like, let's break that up. Just like, listen to that connotation. Don't get ahead of yourself. Right? Yourself is right here, right now. Why are you going ahead? Once you get there, you're not there anymore. Right? There's like an access point of like time. It's just, right? Sometimes when I like to annoy people, they ask me on Shabbos what the time is, and I say it's Shabbos. Right? That's it. What's the time, Shabbos? There's something so profound about the ability to not try to control things, not try to be in control, like Chava who takes, right? Takes the apple, takes the apple, takes the fruit from the tree, or Korach, right? Vayikach Korach, Korach takes, trying to control, trying to have it in my domain. And once she takes the tree, that fruit, now the fruit is now no longer connected to the source of life, and it's dead. It's just a matter of time until the fruit rots and dies. But when things are connected to their source, then they're always yearning. Amar Reb Levi, Kol HaMenachesh Lo Nachash. Kol HaMenachesh Lo Nachash. Anybody who's a guesser, right? Anybody who is a guesser, right? He is he's gonna be a snake, right? And then he quotes a pasuk sheneimar ki lo nachash biYaakov, right? And then it says, but the lo nachash biYaakov is with an aleph, and Rabbi Levi is teaching us lo amenachesh lo nachash with a vav. So the Maharal says veha be aleph lamed, right? K'tiv. Ela mishum mida keneged mida. Right? The nachash is with an aleph in the pasuk. Ki lo nachash biYaakov, because he's not a snake. Meaning that whoever is a snake, lo nachash. Right? Lo nachash. The very famous pasuk that we say in davening, Ivdu Hashem besimcha. Right? Bo lefana birana. There's a Korean k'tiv there. Right? There's a Korean k'tiv. It says lo anachnu with an aleph. We didn't create ourselves. And we read it lo anachnu. We are for him. We are for him. This lo and lo, Reb Tzadok says, is kavanos elul, right? Elul. Lo and lo. Whenever you see a lo anachnu and it's lo anachnu, the secret is elul. Elul is where we go from this consciousness of the primordial state is lo anachnu. He didn't create us. And our access point is lo anachnu. We are for him, because if I liya oriva niasitini, as Paro says, I created myself. Then why do I need a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? My reptilian stance is I created myself. And a person who's a nachash, that same reptile, that same reptilian stance on life, where it's just like, oh, let me just devour, let me just control, let me just eat, let me just conquer. Esav, the conqueror. Right? And it's Rabbi Levi who tells us.
Yeah. Fast forward to 6:30.
And this is our third stance. And then it says, Tani, it says, Ahava Brei D'Rab Zera, says, Kol Adam She'eino Menachesh Machnisim Oto B'Mechitza She'afilu Malachei Asharet Ein Yecholim La'amod Ba. She'amar Ka'et Yomar Yaakov Ma Pal'el. A person who is Tamim, guess what he gets to? He gets to be with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in a place that even the angels can't be in. He doesn't have an access. He doesn't see himself as separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These four, obviously, they're denoting Yudkei Vavkei. Right? Our first person is a Tamim, then he gets reflection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the hey that mirrors the first hey, the Yudkei Vavkei, the hey, the bottom hey that mirrors the first hey. Right? Second access point is Sha'au Medetlo, that Vav that connects the past and the present, the past and the present, right? Ze veze, that and this. That is past and this, right? That's why Vav Shaus, Vav is always talking about time, right? Vav is always the linear, the up and down, the connecting, the past and the future. That is the Vav. The person stops, you're stops. You're no longer doing this and this. You don't no longer have to do two things at the same time. You no longer have to daven and learn at the same time or eat and learn at the same time. You can have time for eating, you can have time for learning. You don't have to do two things at the same time. And the next hey, Amar Levi, call him Menachesh, Lo Menachesh, right? That's the hey of the interchangeable world, the hey of low and low, right? Lo ki lo nachash b'Yaakov, and a person who's a menachesh, then he's getting that's his response, that's his return. And the fifth one is yod, yibim mechitzat shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You just that oneness of the yod before it turns into its multiplicity. So we're talking about these four people who, when they're not menachesh, they get to when they're tamim, there's so much that is retained and waiting for you when you live a life that you're not menachesh, when you're living a life of tamim, of not trying to outsmart and overrun and be an overachiever, but just trying to be one with this expansiveness, this evolution, this experience. And just trying to take it in, instead of trying to control it. Ubevadai, Mashe Amar, Kol Hamitamem Atzmo Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitamem Imo, Hu Gam Kein Ta Mida Keneged Mida, Kmo Shaya Hefech Min Anachash, Hamenachesh Lo. It's a Mida Keneged Mida, right? He told us. The Nachash was Menachesh, right? And then he became a Nachash, right? No, an Adam named the Nachash Nachash. He saw he's a Menachesh. Right? So when you become a Menachesh, you're actually a snake. Right? And till today, we use terminology of like, this guy's such a snake. Be careful, right? Just a snake. Yeah, that's it. That comes from this Menachesh, right? He's putting on a face like he's in your best interest, but he's a snake. V'tam shnehem, who she'elu ha-miyuchad she'ya Hashem Yitbarach noheg imahem midah keneged midah, hen la-tov, hen la-ra. Zeh ki mitzad she'u tamim hu imavaya, Yitbarach dektiv tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. U'me'achar she'u im Hashem Yitbarach, mitzad she'u tamim, gam ken Hashem Yitbarach imo. If you're one with God, then God's one with you. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not an over-controlling parent. He doesn't thrust himself in your life. He doesn't overshadow you. You want him there, he'll be there. You don't want him there, he won't be there. You're not going to get You'll be tamim, im tamim ti tamam. You'll be a nachash, then you'll be a menachesh. Then that's it, right? There's a famous story that Reb Shlomo once was doing a bar mitzvah for one of the chevra in the House of Love and Prayer who became from. He was doing a bar mitzvah and they invited the mom. And the guy, the kid said to Reb Shlomo, goes, my mom, she's not like fond of this stuff. Like it's gonna, Reb Shlomo, and he's like, I'm afraid to pick her up from the airport, it's gonna be all these screaming. So Reb Shlomo's like, oh, I'll go pick her up. So Reb Shlomo took a cab. Okay. He went and picked up this mom from the airport, and she's sitting in a cab with Reb Shlomo, and she looks at him, she goes, I want to let you know.
You're not turning on the TV.
I don't believe in God.
You want to watch the game. You want to.
And Reb Shlomo just subtly said to her, then don't. So she says to him, what do you mean don't? You're a rabbi. Aren't you supposed to convince me to live a life based on God? And Reb Shlomo said, if you don't want to live if you want to live in a world that there is no God, you want to live in a godless world, totally up to you. Good luck. If you want to live in a godless world, that's what you're choosing. When you're choosing to say there is no God, then there is no God. And you won't have God in your life. Then everything will just become coincidence and circumstance and bad luck. And that's it. And there is no relationship. Because everything just becomes about guessing and orma and how can I exploit and what's the bad. And instead of and a tovara and very mechanical, everything becomes very mechanical for you. Because you're in a consciousness of tovara, this is good, this is bad, this is this. I have to define everything. I'm not able to just allow things to become, to unfold. I'm already on a third date with a girl. Are we getting married? Are we getting married? Come on, like what's going on? You know, everything has to be like, what's with this? Instead of just allowing for things to just take their course and see where they're going and see where they unfold. It says like this. The person who's trying to take control. He's the opposite of the tamim. As the Gemara tells us, the Torah tells us, I think it's in Parshat Ekev, Oreh, all these four things that you shouldn't be, right? This lo tiyeh me'onen, it's a list of things. Me'onen, me'nachesh, me'chashefa, me'avir, right? All these stuff. And then it ends, tamim tiyeh Hashem elokecha. Don't be all these stuff. Don't be all these people who are constantly trying to, right? As a well-known scientist said about 10 years ago, the conversation about is there a God or isn't there a God is so passe. We don't need him anyway. That's it. We don't need, why are we talking about if there's a God or not? We don't need him. That's the me'onin, that's the menachesh, that's the whole place of we got it, we figured it out. Who needs God anymore? We're not infants anymore. Right? It's okay, the teenager outlook. I don't need parents. Parents are so stupid. I'm going to be fine without parents. Hopefully you'll grow up one day. That's nothing to say to a kid who says that. Or a scientist who says that. Same kid.
You cover it. You smother it.
That's what he says. I'm just going to end to the bottom of the column. Timmy is with God. He calls him, "Ein la tamim rak ma shenatan Hashem yitbarach elav. Ve'ino mitchakem midato." He only has what God gave him, and he's not trying to get on his own. He's not trying to take and conquer and own more. Therefore, he's not taking up any space. Therefore, he's not trying to own anything. He's just with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. His essence with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, like the Levim who are they don't have nachala. They're nachala of Hashem Yitbarach. Kasher tiyeh tamim, ein ata mitchakem b'tachbulot shelcha shehem me'atzmecha. And the ability to check your tamim, how tamim you are is how much are you trying to use your intellect to flatten things out, to flush things out, to take care of things. How much are you trying to overpower the environment, the world that's in front of you, in order to control it? A person is just having the tamim aspect, then he's with God, then he's getting the access of God, then he is with Avaya, then the unfolding of existence is the mindset that he has, and he's trying to be part of the unfolding. But when he's trying to be an orma, when he's trying to just to have trickery and use his intellect to overpower and be in front of and control, then that has no access point with God. That doesn't exist in God's world. God's world, everything is just an unfolding of consciousness. And the minute you're trying to control and take control of, you removed yourself from the consciousness of the universe, and now you're in your little consciousness. Adam Arishon, when he sins, he removes himself from the capital I intelligence of the world, and he puts himself into the lowercase I, the human intelligence. The tamim, he is in the upper intelligence. While the orma, the snake-like life, the trickery life, is in my lower intelligence. And I go based on that. See more next time.